Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To find out more about our upcoming episodes and access to our more than 1,500 podcast episodes, visit our website at www.biteradio.me. Today, my special guest is Karen Abrams, and we will be talking about Theta Healing. Karen is a prominent Theta Healing Master Healer, gifted intuitive, and international best-selling author. Her keen sense of humor, insight, and healing abilities have made her a star on radio podcasts and international telesummits. She uses her gifts to help entrepreneurs and professionals gain confidence, financial security, and personal fulfillment. Karen focuses on the profound impact of relationships with yourself, others, your body, money, and spirituality. She believes these are the foundations for creating holistic success in life. She uses her ability to tap directly into the subconscious mind to remove limiting beliefs, clear negative thought patterns, and release self-sabotage. This empowers you to manifest your desires with greater ease and grace. To guide clients in individual and group sessions, Karen intuitively receives information from God, Source, and draws direction from spiritual guides, ancestors, past lives, and loved ones that have passed on. For more information, you can visit Karen's website, which is thinktheta.com. That's thinktheta.com. And with that, I'd like to welcome Karen to the show. Good day, Karen.
It's so great to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
It is my pleasure, and I'm really anxious to share this healing modality with the listeners. So I think probably the best place to start is let's get a definition or an understanding of what is Theta Healing.
So Theta Healing is a very powerful meditational technique that allows you to connect to your subconscious mind and your inner wisdom at the same time. Now, some people call that Source or God or universe, whatever that word is for you. And once you make that connection, we can figure out what are those beliefs and those feelings that are holding you back in your life. You know, beliefs like, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, everybody passes me by, that kind of thing. And then look at what are the emotions that you're still holding on to. You may have inherited them. You may have gotten them from here, trauma, shock, anger, betrayal, you know, things that happen in a lifetime that we tend to hold on to. And with this work and your permission, we can shift those beliefs, transform those beliefs into powerful and positive ones, and also take those toxic emotions and replace them with uplifting ones like love and compassion and understanding. And what happens is when you do that, then you're going to naturally just start feeling better and lighter. And that's when the windows and the doors start opening up for people. So once you start feeling better, then you start making better decisions in support of yourself, right? Your boundaries get healthier so that your difficult relationships start shifting because you come to them differently, right? And just those, I call them the invisible barriers because it's those things that we all have it, you know, those places where you're like, oh, I know I should do that thing and I'm not doing it and I don't know why. When you don't know why, that's the key that it's a subconscious beneath your consciousness belief that you can't get to. It's beyond your awareness. And so you're able to take those barriers and bring them down because you've gone into that place that was beyond your awareness and shifted it there. And so that's what's kind of bringing you up and helping to make you soar.
Yeah. Now, we did a session last week, and I appreciate that and have noticed a difference in the week and in what has come my way. One of the things that I recognized during that session was the with your permission. statement that you make, and you just mentioned it too, that, you know, with people's permission. Tell us why, you know, that's important.
It's fantastic. It's because you're always in control. There's nothing within, I mean, this work is called Theta Healing because we go into that Theta brainwave, and that brainwave connects you to your subconscious mind. And so you're in a suggestive state, essentially. And that just means you're more relaxed. You're like, hey, okay, let me think about this or whatever. But you always have the key to the castle. There's nothing that I can do to you at all. I can just ask you if you would like this to happen. So you're always in the driver's seat, and I think that's really, really important to know that because you're directing your own healing, essentially.
Yeah, and that was, you know, what I wanted the listeners to recognize too, is that,
yeah,
you know, that they are in control, and,
oh, yeah,
and, you know, it's a very considerate kind of way to approach healing.
Yeah, it's about you creating this inner, you know, I like to call it your inner ally. You're creating an inner ally because we are people who, you know, for most of us, and I will put myself in there also, is that we are our own worst enemies, and we'll speak to ourselves silently in a way that we would never allow other people to talk to us, right? And, you know, you say things like, oh, you look horrible today, and, oh, I don't like what your body looks like, and I don't like, you know, and you're not that bright, and, you know, you'll say things, or this will never work, right? And so we want to get in there, and that's what this work can do with your permission. You're allowing yourself to shift the way you speak to yourself and the way you care and support yourself from the inside out, because when you change the inside, that's when your outside, your life starts to look better and better.
Yeah, I agree. Now, one of the areas that you help people with this Theta Healing is in regard to money. And, you know, and it's very common issue among people, you know, and especially in today's environment, even becoming more so. So can you talk a little bit about how a shift in beliefs about money can actually manifest in our life?
Well, money beliefs, when we have issues around money, you know, we're either heating the ceiling or never making enough or these sorts of things, that is the outer expression of what we believe. So there's usually worthiness issues, and so we don't feel like we deserve it. We may have inborn, inbred hatred for or feel separation from people who are really wealthy, like an old jealousy. You know, there's a lot of ancestral beliefs around, you know, poverty being, you know, you're closer to God when, you know, poverty brings you closer to God and suffering brings you closer to God. So if you're rich, then, you know, you're going to have a different, you're not going to suffer. So that's not something that you want. And so we have these kinds of beliefs and feelings, and we may have also experienced a lot of trauma around money. Maybe we lost our home. Maybe, you know, our dad lost a job and then we had to, you know, we had to move out of state or, you know, different kinds of things. Mom had to support everybody and everybody had to get a job, you know, and contribute or whatever it is. But we tend to have these moments on the outside where our beliefs and the way that we feel on the inside is guiding the way the decisions we make and the experiences that we have. And so when you can shift that, then things start to change. Like I had a guy that I worked with, and I work with people one-on-one, and then I teach classes where we can work on a topic together in a group. And this was a one-on-one client who was a medical salesman, and he was he had like a 3-month slump, and he couldn't sell anything. And so he came in, and we worked on what was that triggering, right? And when something's happening on the outside, we got to say, okay, so what does that remind you of? You might have had some sort of repeat of that in your life. And sometimes, like we were talking about earlier, maybe it's an ancestral thing. It doesn't even have to do with it, but something got triggered and you started going down the rabbit hole and spiraling. And anyways, we figured it out with him. We healed it. He learned, which is what's so wonderful about this work is that you learn the most loving lesson you can learn from it. And the next week, he got a 400% increase in sales. And that company had never in 30 years seen somebody improve in 1 week like that. And so you can have these issues in certain places, and then things start, you know, to really, really change very quickly. Or sometimes it takes us a little while to get there.
Yeah, and what's surprising to me is the ancestral impact that mm-hmm. can take, that can manifest in our lives. And just think, my God, you know, why do I have to carry this mm-hmm. burden, so to speak, you know, mm-hmm. when it wasn't me that was doing it?
Yeah, almost seems unfair, doesn't it? I mean, they found this out in epigenetics, where that there were certain things that we were holding in our genes, like trauma, and stress would be something that would excite the gene, right? We used to believe that everything we had in our DNA that we would get it. You know, if everybody, all the men died at, you know, 40 years old of a heart attack, that means all the next group of guys are going to do the same thing. And when we find out that things get triggered by stress, that they can be on this, like you said, ancestral level, and ignite behaviors that kind of come from that era, or an anger that you didn't know that you had. And so it's really great to be able to access that. And in Theta Healing, we look at it from four different levels, and we access these four different levels. So first is everything that's happened in this lifetime, then everything that you experienced through, or your feeling the experience of your ancestors. And so that means all their fears and all their traumas and all those sorts of things. And then our collective consciousness and our past lives, and also the soul level, which is the deepest part of all of those. And so it's kind of like saying, when you're going through life and you're walking down the street, you've got a lot of people on your board of directors who are going to help you make decisions about what you're going to do. If you see a dog that needs rescuing, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Or something happens really suddenly and you're like, oh, I got to make a decision. Any kind of decision, all these energies are consulting. Uh-huh. They're consulting you in that moment, and then you make the final decision. And so you want, you know, especially with the ancestral level, because we've all had, you know, poverty. Most of us have had poverty somewhere in our ancestry, or we've experienced war in our ancestry. And, you know, that trauma can come up and guide where we go.
Yeah. It makes you recognize how important your actions and decisions are in this particular lifetime, because it will be passed on to our subsequent generations.
Yeah, it's a stunning thing that will happen, and how it will move forward. I have an example of one of my clients, and this happened to him, but his parents had some familiarity with this, and definitely with some poverty issues too. He went through war trauma, mm-hmm. and he had trauma as a child from bombings in World War II, and then as a civilian, and then as a soldier in Vietnam. And when he got out of all of that, you know, and was out into the world, his money was where that trauma landed. And he was having very difficult times making money, and at one point became destitute. And when we started working together and going back and healing those traumas, and healing traumas of his parents too, and what they had gone through, it gave him a lot more clarity. And all of a sudden he started becoming more interested in investments and investing, and started reading up on it. And he became a really adept investor after that. And he says now that he has enough money, more than enough money, to live his life and then some, and is now able to give money to people so that they can, without it affecting his, you know, station in life.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And yeah. You know, when you look around the world at the state of war and yeah. the impact on children, I mean, it's, yeah. I just can't imagine how much trauma is being created just through this, careless sense of violence going on.
Right, and you know, being in the situation of war, especially, right, the violence is random and targeted at the same time. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, your life is forever changed. So there's an inherent powerlessness around that. And like when a child, you know, from the time that you're born until you're 7 years old, your brain waves are in theta all the time. So that the way you're treated and what happens in your life, you assume that you're the cause of it. And, right, so if you're mistreated or anything, yeah, I must be unlovable, I must be this or that. So that would directly dovetail into really central foundations of creating more money in your life, which is around worthiness, right, and receiving, and you'd be the complete opposite, right? You just think that you're not in a great place. Like this gentleman I was talking to you about, you know, when he was, you know, this happens to him when he's 4 years old.
Yeah.
And so how is he going to think that he has any control over life if he's, you know, if there's airplanes above bombing? So it took a long time to, you know, to start being out in the world that way for him, but also then it just took some time of really finding those places and working that out so that he could feel free again and then just be himself and, you know, be his brilliant self, you know?
Yeah,
let
exactly.
That lead.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the length of time to overcome or shift these beliefs would vary greatly upon, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the person and the depth of the trauma.
Well, I think I believe that's so. I think there's a sense of readiness, and I don't mean that in this sort of, you know, they just weren't ready, blah, 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 you know, or some people say, well, they didn't
right.
happen because they weren't ready, blah, blah. And I almost want to, you know, knock someone's block off when they say it. And there's a sense of what we are ready to do and a sense of what we can receive in the moment, how much we can handle it. And sometimes we think that if we are going to get well or in whatever way, like bring more money in, bring a job in, bring, you know, your health in, whatever, that then, oh gosh, then how am I going to support myself if I'm, you know, if I'm on disability, and even though I want to heal, if I heal right in this moment, there's no money for me to pay for my life. Like, you know, so there's a lot of circumstances that can get very complex why we are not, quote, ready, end quote, you know, to heal just because there's other issues involved and we're kind of scared. And
yeah.
On some level, even though we really want it because we don't like the way we're feeling. So people, there are those who heal very, like you said, heal very quickly, and some people who it's more paced.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And they make lighter changes, but those lighter changes then eventually move into places of greater and greater progress.
Yeah. Now, there's one topic that you work with, and
mm-hmm.
that is self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, you know, mm-hmm. engage in self-sabotage, but maybe don't recognize it as being so, that may feel that things aren't working because of external types
right.
of influences. So how
yeah.
can one recognize self-sabotage versus, you know, that external force blame?
Well, yeah, I mean, there has to be an expansion of your awareness and to really understand where it is that this is coming from. Anytime we have an issue, like we date the same kind of person every single time, you know, we get the same kind of boss every single time, you know that there is a level of something that's going on that feels like is beyond your control, but it really is pretty, like, it, at least now, even in conventional spaces, we can say that, even in those conventional spaces, we can say that you can go to therapy, you can get help, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's so deeply embedded that you can't do that. And like we said, it's hovering beneath your consciousness. So talking about it won't bring out what you want in the way that you want it, you know, and won't get the result that you want just by talking. You need to get in there, and whatever that modality is, I'm just lucky because this is a really powerful modality that gets in there and brings that inner wisdom in there too. And so you definitely want that. I had a client who grew up in an emotionally abusive household, and her parents would just, you know, turn on a dime, and all of a sudden she said something that offended them, and then she was in the doghouse. And so she grew up walking on eggshells, and so she thought obviously that she was causing this. All she tried to do is be a good girl, and she was still, you know, getting nailed for things she didn't really quite understand. So she replicated that environment when she went out to get jobs. And she started getting bosses who were the same way, that at the beginning they appreciated her and they appreciated her experience and were excited about bringing her in. But the minute she got in, after a little while, then they started blaming her for their problems and gaslighting her. And but she was so used to being blamed for things that didn't, you know, that didn't really have anything to do with her. That was just, everything's my fault, right? That was her belief. Everything's my fault. I'm responsible for everyone and everything. And so we had to really get in there and heal all that stuff. And she finally found a job where the boss really did love her and, you know, really did appreciate her, and all the people who she's working with and helping really, really appreciate the work that she's doing. She's making good money. And even when they have issues now, because obviously in every work situation there's going to be dysfunction, that they're able to work through it. And that's a whole new place. And that's only because she was able to get there and learn all those things she needed to learn and heal all that trauma.
Yeah, well, that's very life-shattering. Direction-changing. Now, there's one more area I want to talk about before you graciously said that you would go through a session or an example for our listeners. So before we do that, one of the areas that I think a lot of people have issue with is the idea of an addiction to negative emotions, overwhelming and abandonment. So the idea of being addicted to negative emotions to me is, you know, someone might not logically, want to have that kind of addiction. So can you tell us a little bit about how that is manifest in someone's life?
Well, I don't know if you've ever, you know, I almost said married. I mean, so funny. Have you ever married a drama queen? I don't know if that's a common experience, but, you know, you ever have that friend who's the drama queen and or king who, you know, always seems to walk right into it, right, and stirs it up and all that sort of thing. So there's people who just, I think you become addicted to an emotion just because you're so used to experiencing it, that even though you don't like it, you run right into it because it's familiar. In the instance of this client who, you know, had this household that was very tumultuous and scary, that she would be blamed at any second, she was so used to that that when she went out to create her own life, she, you know, subconsciously would be attracted to environments that had the same energy in them, right? And so we don't, it's not because we want it. We don't want it at all. It's just that we're so used to that, we have to be very conscious to avoid something like that. And you really need to heal that stuff because, let me say this, I have a great teacher who says the universe doesn't save you, it works with you. Mm-hmm. And so whatever frequency or vibration that we're moving at, then that's what we get back. Right. And so if we believe that, you know, everybody leaves me, right, and they get into relationships, friendships, and otherwise where people leave, and they don't want it, for gosh sakes, they don't want it, but they're just so used to that they just naturally go to that person who's going to abandon them, who probably has an abandonment issue themselves, and they're just on the other side of it. Yeah. So it's very easy to get in there. And until we start healing that stuff from the inside out so that what you're projecting out into the world is a different person, with different boundaries and different sense of love of yourself and appreciation for yourself and wanting to be treated well, that starts happening. You know, there's a great line about that the best students of human nature are cops and criminals. And because they look at you walking down the street and they're like, oh, I could steal her purse. That's easy. Look the way she walks. She's, you know, that's your easy prey. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, like, oh, that guy's a predator. Look at the way he's walking. Look at the way his eyes move. You know, that kind of thing. And so we just naturally notice who somebody is. And victims find victimizers, right? And people who have healthy boundaries find other people with healthy boundaries. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because why would you want to, if you don't have healthy boundaries, why would you go to someone with healthy boundaries? How boring is that? Mm-hmm. Right? Like you, and the other person won't handle, you know, they'll be like, are you kidding? I'm not going to deal with you. Right? So we water seeks its own level, and that's what happens.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned drama queen. I have a friend who lives in the upstate, and mm-hmm. she, drama finds her, or you know, mm-hmm. she's, you know, attracting it. But yeah. I get exhausted, you know, talking mm-hmm. to her because it's just, I tend to try to live a drama-free life.
Right.
So mm-hmm. when I'm around someone who not only is involved in it, but maybe even thrives, I would think, you know, on it. Because
right.
for her, it was like, in a sense, it seemed to me, because I've often asked myself, you know, if she did not have this, what would she be like? Or you know, what would she do? And mm-hmm. And I couldn't really find an answer. I mean, I, you know, just trying to think
right.
about
it. It's a distraction, and it's a really remarkable distraction when it's drama, because you got to do this and that, and you got to whack them all over here and over here, right?
Right.
You got to figure this thing out, and what's the strategy and whatever. But it takes you away from the things that you really need to address.
Yeah.
And they'll just wait for you. You know, that's the beauty of life. The things that you do while you're trying to escape or avoid your demons, lead you right to them. So it's very important for anyone to, you know, you realize that, because you'll get bit in the butt again, you know.
Yeah.
You can escape it for a while, but all those problems are just waiting to be solved.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this mm-hmm. is a good time, if you don't mind,
sure.
sharing what a Theta session would be like.
Oh, okay. So, all right, and you'll just tell me how much time we have so I can figure out.
We've got about eight to 10 minutes or so.
Cool. All right, that's good. Okay, so first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask if it's okay if I come into your space, and you're going to be our guinea pig, okay? Our lovely guinea pig, or our sponsor. I don't know. You're going to, our symbol of everything. You're going to hold it
yes.
up for everybody else. And so I'll ask you if it's okay to do something, or for you to, I'll say, is it okay? Would you like to know what, and do you like the word universe? Do you like inner wisdom? Is there a word that you like that makes you feel comfortable?
I like universe. I use
okay.
that a lot.
Okay, cool. So I'll say, would you like the universe's perspective on something, which is the most loving perspective? And if you say yes, then that energy will come to you. And if you say no, I might ask you why, but I'm not here to push an agenda.
Okay.
So, and then also you're going to get energetic. I'll ask if you want an energetic download of something like what it feels like to be loved and appreciated. And as an example, or trusting yourself. And then also, would you like to heal the resentment you have towards so-and-so or anything like that? And that will be replaced with unconditional love and understanding and compassion. So those are the places that I'll be asking you for.
Okay.
So here we go. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So coming in. So I'm doing a process in my head, a process that I learned over 22 years ago. So that I can get into that space with you. And you may feel something, and everybody out there, you may feel something and you may not, and both of them are okay. I will tell you, I have physical sensations of it because I want that. So here we go. So how about we'll start with just a general, it's called a basic healing here, which is all about being loved and appreciated. And it's the foundation of any healing you get from going to the doctor, to walking with a friend, to seeing somebody like me. So would you like to know what the universe of unconditional love feels like?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving this unconditional love?
Yes.
Okay. And so here that comes. And would you like to know that how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes.
And this will come in your own divine timing, so even if I'm going quicker than you think you're receiving it, it's totally fine. It will wait for you to whenever you're ready. Would you like to know what the universe's joy feels like?
Definitely.
Okay. And would you like to know, let's see, would you like to know you're deserving of receiving this joy?
Yes.
And how to, what it feels like to receive it?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And would you like to know what the universe's support feels like?
Yes.
And that you're deserving of the universe's support? Receiving
yes.
it, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to know how to, what it feels like to receive it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, great. And would you like to know how to, what it feels like to recognize the universe of support? Because sometimes that one's a little bit more interesting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. That is something that sometimes I have difficulty recognizing, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big one. It's important. And so, there we go. Beautiful. And what is coming up next? I'm just checking in here. So, would you like to know what it feels that it's safe for you to receive from the universe?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And that it and give you the universal discernment to know what's safe to receive.
That would be very helpful.
Exactly. And so, and there's something here that's really interesting called vows. Now, vows are just promises that they might have been made by your ancestors. It could be on some other level. That basically, they're kind of like 24/7 promises that take away your free will. And the way you might be able to relate to this is like, you know when you have to go to a party or a performance that you don't want to go to?
Mm-hmm.
And you go anyways, and you're like, ugh. You know?
Right.
So that's showing you that it drains you of your life force, right? You just feel like you're going against your will. If you felt like you had a choice, you'd make a different one, right? And so, and that's what vows do. So even if you have a vow to save the world and heal the world, if you can't clock out when you go to sleep and clock in when you get up in the morning, you're failing all night.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of responsibility is too much. So let's just have the universe complete and finish, and we have to complete and finish them. All the vows you have to save the world, to heal the world, to take on everybody's energy, emotion, and experience in order to heal them, to save them, and for all the reasons. And also to be responsible for everyone and everything. That's a big one.
Yeah.
So just changing all that. And let's see if there's any other ones. Let's see. There's to save humanity. Let's have the universe complete and finish all of those. And also show you how to and what it feels like and that it's safe for you to receive more financial abundance in your life.
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? And so the reason that especially for people who are healers, that can happen where there's a limit on the amount of money they've been able to make is because they're so used to, and this happens to other people too, and in my community of people, the people that come to me tend to be people who are helping everybody else before themselves. Ever done that?
Yeah.
A lot of people who are in that sandwich generation, they're taking care of their kids, they're taking care of their aging parents,
right.
They've got their own business, so they're entrepreneurs or they're professionals, and it doesn't leave you a lot of time to get your own needs met. And so there's a lot of, let's have universe also just complete and finish all the vows, you have to fulfill everybody else's needs before your own. And to withhold, what is this? Withhold joy from yourself until, delay your joy until everybody else is joyful. By giving them their needs, helping them with their needs before yours. And that you will sacrifice yourself. Let's complete and finish all the vows to sacrifice yourself. There we go. In order for the greater good, to martyr yourself, and for all the reasons that you would sacrifice yourself, let's complete and finish. Let's have the universe complete and finish all those vows. And that's real, real important. There we go. Okay. And so now let's also just show you what hope feels like, what it feels like to believe in yourself. And also open up this ability to bring the energy of your future self who has already his or her needs met, and that you can go into that energy so that you can shift yours and help you move forward more quickly to what you want, to create that bridge between where you're at now and what you want and having it. There we go. And so let's let you know what it feels like to have all of your needs met. Financially, socially, health-wise, success-wise, career-wise, creatively. So all this energy is coming to you right now. And imagine taking a few seconds here and walking around as this version of yourself who already has all of your needs met and is truly content with their life. Beautiful. Nice. And just being able to always bring that energy in to help you shake it up a little bit and come from a different angle when moving through a challenge and getting to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. And then at the end of this, we do a body healing. So let's just have the universe give you a body healing here. And the body healing at the end, once the beliefs are changed, will give you more of a body healing than before. In general. There we go. And let's just let you know who you are from the universe's perspective with all these changes that will continue to evolve. And then bring you back into your body. Because when you go into that theta state, you're going into the dream state. It feels like you're leaving your body. Not really, it's just symbolic, but we bring you back into your body symbolically then. Bring that energy back into your body, all the way from the top of your head, all the way down to the bottom of your feet, out into the earth, and go about 15, 20 feet into the earth just to get that earth energy, bring it back up, the bottoms of your feet, all the way up to the top of your legs, all the way to the top of your head. And you are cooked.
Well, great.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Well, that's great, Karen. I really appreciate you doing that for me and for the listeners, so that they really have a great idea of what theta healing is involved. So, if there's, do you have a kind of any maybe final words that you might want to pass on to the listeners before we close?
Well, first I wanted to invite you to experience this energy of your future self. I'm finding it to be a very powerful force in bringing about what you want inside of your life. And so I would love, if that's okay, to invite everyone here to a free preview on Zoom next Wednesday, June 11th at 12 noon Pacific Daylight Time. And I know you have the link so that you can give everybody, if they decide they want some more Theta Healing, and to check it out and dip your toe in the water and see how powerful that energy and what that can help bring into your life. It's going to be a preview of another course, of a longer course that I'm going to teach to help people receive more wealth into their lives. And ain't nothing wrong with that. to say the least. So I would like to say that everything that happens to you matters, and the more you really understand that perspective and understand how vital and valuable you really truly are, and when you really start embracing that, I think, and become your greatest ally, that life begins to change in really big and beautiful ways.
Great. Well, thank you for that. And when I post the link to today's interview on social media, yes, I'll be sure to include that link for next week's preview so people can go ahead and click on that and join in.
Oh, great.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your insight and all the information that you provided us, Karen.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, Robert. It's been such a pleasure to be here today.
You're very welcome. And again, everyone, today my special guest has been Karen Abrams. We've been talking about Theta Healing. And again, for more information, you can visit her website, which is thinktheta.com. And everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.